This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The U.S. Supreme Court may hear another Colorado case designed to test whether wedding professionals who oppose same-sex marriages can refuse to serve gay couples. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
In this case, the plaintiff is a Colorado web designer who wants to start offering wedding websites, but says working on same-sex ceremonies would violate her religious beliefs. This week, the Tenth Circuit ruled against her, finding that refusing those commissions would violate Colorado's Anti-Discrimination Act, and that the act itself is constitutional. The conservative legal group supporting the designer says it will appeal. In 2018, the Supreme Court issued a narrow ruling siding with a Colorado baker who won't make same-sex wedding cakes, but did not settle the overall question. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Aurora's police chief has released body camera video of a violent arrest that has resulted in charges against two officers. The footage shows an officer hitting a man in the head repeatedly with his pistol and choking him after the man failed to immediately respond to commands. The officer who beat the man faces assault charges. A second officer has been charged with failing to intervene and not reporting his use of force. Colorado Springs City Council says it will consider the first recommendation from an independent police reform commission. The commission asked for more crisis response teams, which will include a police officer, a paramedic, mental health professional, and a social worker. The team responds when someone is upset or has a mental health issue during a 911 call. This is CPR News.